good?
Yep.
All right, Coach, that's now seven straight games the team's having to claw back from behind. Get into some bad habits there. What do you do to break those?
We get after them at halftime and try to get after them before the games, but I just don't know right now why our starts are so slow. I'm not sure. I mean, today I thought that we started okay, but Red Bull put a good team in the field and had good players and got after it, and it was difficult. The way that they pressed, the way they came after us and organized and try to get the ball back on the front half of the field made it difficult for us to establish a rhythm and try to get out. So haven't seen a team that organized yet in the press, so that was new. That certainly those moments make it look like that you're disinterested or that you're not really getting after. That wasn't really the case. We needed more work, but part of it was to do with their organization and the way they press against the ball.
This is getting awful frustrating, obviously, because you're doing what you want. You're playing well enough at times, and it just seems like every mistake ends up in the goal, and then you look in your bench, and there's all your guys you need to play for you out there. It's kind of
it's frustrating. It's hard. It's hard. The guys responded. Second half, I thought, was better. Put out a lot of energy, showed some heart. But they were able to bring some guys on with some pace, the guy up front. And once we opened ourselves up and chased after the game to try to make a commitment to pull back 2-2, you just leave yourself really, really open. And then before you know it, they scored two more and it's 4-1. So that's hard. But we wouldn't have it any other way. We want the guys to get after. We wanted to try to pull it back. We wanted to make it 2-2. But it all has to be just right, and then the defending moments have to be just right as well. So that's a tough one. We could have sat in and just defended and kept the game going and lose 2-1. But big crowd and a great crowd and great support from the supporters group and everybody. And so in those moments at home, you want to try to get out and get 3 points out of it, at least a draw. So you commit your numbers forward, and then you just leave yourself opened up.
Okay. And again, you're able to bring a spark off the bench. Talk about Lynch and Rankin coming on. They didn't really have a whole lot of time on the field before that second goal went in, but they played an integral role in the our only goal tonight.
So they're pressing against us. So we opted to change systems and go with a 4-3-3 with only one holding guy and try to be more direct. We got caught a little bit in the transition. They go up 2-0, and then we can be direct, and then that's where we score the goal because we have more numbers higher. So that helped change the game, and certainly their energy helped change the game. We had a couple services and whatnot as well, but still a good team that we played against, difficult team to break down, and tough to score goals against.
So what's your message when you go into the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, the guys, we were frustrated at halftime. We were very frustrated at halftime, so we let our stuff out then. Now it's I think it's all right. Put this one behind you, and we've got an important trip coming up with Wilmington and Charlotte. We've got to turn our focus there. Try to recover tomorrow and train on Monday, and then get on a plane on Tuesday and play on Wednesday. So I think that's all we can do is look forward to the next couple of games and the next trip.
Coach, the first half of the season is pretty much over. We're at the midway point. What would you have to say about the team's performance in the first half of the season and what you look forward to going into the next half?
Looking forward to getting everybody healthy and having everybody there, making sure that we've got the best team that we can put onto the field. So looking forward to guys getting healthy. And then next, I guess, would be looking at teams for the second time. So, we saw Red Bull on video. We watched them. We scouted them. But what they brought tonight was another level higher in terms of their defensive pressure, and now we know what to expect the next time around. So hopefully the second time around we can make the proper adjustments to be more competitive.
Maybe a good time for a road trip just to kind of get these guys and maybe get a getaway.
Yeah, maybe a good time. Reconnect with some things, try to get some things sorted out for the guys and get them focused in on the next couple of games and have them without any other distractions might be helpful.
Coach.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So, a rough night out there for you. You got beat on the second goal, but you're able to come in, redeem yourself a little bit. Talk with us about that service you played in on that goal.
I can't remember. I think it bounced back off to me off Charles, and I just kind of spun the guy, and I just kind of smacked it across the six, putting it into a dangerous area, and luckily Lynch makes a good run and puts in a good finish.
So how important are those back bar runs for you guys playing in a lot of service from the flank?
I mean, you got to have the runs to score the goal, so, I mean, obviously it's important for the back post, but I'm going to assume, judging by how many people went through, we had a near post run, too, that probably created the goal. I can't really say for sure, but, I mean, got to have runs in the box to score goals.
And the team looking a little visibly frustrated. You know, we talked with Coach about the mentality that you guys let out some of your emotions at halftime. What's the mood of the locker room like?
I mean, we're a little frustrated right now. Just, I mean, things aren't going our way. And, I mean, not only are things not going our way on the field, but getting some tough injuries. But, I mean, at the same time, that's not an excuse. We have the players that can win these games, and we're more talented than these teams. We just got to figure some things out and get better in the attacking third and defensive third and just put some games away.
How tough is it to be playing from behind all the time, though? It's a difficult game to play anyway, but being down on 7 straight games, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, you obviously want to be playing with a lead because it's a little bit easier to control the tempo and whatnot instead of having to chase the game where we got counters. I mean, you saw many times today off that kind of stuff. So, I mean, getting a lead would be nice.
Jake, the first half of the season is basically over. What are your thoughts on the first half of the season from the team's perspective, and what do you look forward to going into the second half of the season?
We got one more game till halfway more.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, there's been some good times. There's been some frustrating times, especially lately. But at the end of the day, I really think we have the talent to do damage in this league. And the good news is that 14 games is a lot of games, and there's not that many points separating us from sixth place. So when you put a couple W's in a row, which this team is capable of doing, we'll be completely fine.
And Coach mentioned looking forward to getting after the teams the second time around. How excited are you guys to get a second shot at some of these guys who maybe stole a win?
Yeah. There's a lot of teams that we want that second shot at, and I mean, looking at Louisville, there's even a third shot for them and a fourth. So, I mean, we gotta do what we can do and string some good games together and put 90 minutes together, which is something we've kind of struggled with doing. So,
thanks.
Thanks.